Men want to talk about the truth of God.
Are you leading more people to Christ, or are you doing more damage?
Well, I can tell you one thing. You're not leading anybody to Christ biblically with that, with the church system and what you do. And only God adds to the body. Did you know that, according to Acts 2?
The increase belongs to him, without a doubt.
Did you know? Only God adds to the body. You don't do it through prayer. You don't do it through a worldly church system, through feminization.
So how do you get someone to come to Christ?
You preach the gospel. Do you know what the gospel is?
There you go, sir.
What is the gospel? How do I find eternal life? Let's talk about it. You're here at a prayer booth. I'm going to put a post up on my internet, on the internet, about this event. Let it not be said the prayer booth didn't want to talk about the gospel. Is that true?
No, we just don't want to talk to you right now.
Oh, really? So you don't want to share the gospel? Forgiven. 1 John 1:9.
Yes,
how are you forgiven? You walk in the light, 1 John 1:7 says.
I'm not trying to oppose anybody like you're doing. We're here peacefully.
We're supposed to oppose lies and false ways.
Well, I don't believe we're false witnesses.
Praying for people is not biblical.
What you're doing, I believe, is a false
praying for people
right
of the world is not biblical, because
opinion,
you're going
to
pray for them.
Over me, but
no,
I
will talk over you when you're giving me garbage. John, 1 John 1:9 does not apply unless you read 1 John 1:7. If we walk in the light, you're not walking in the light. You're walking in man-made religion. And you're here, friends of the world, not calling people out. Jesus said, my sheep will be hated by the world. You're not hated. You're loved, because you're like Billy Graham and all the other false teachers offering easy believe prayer, offering pagan holidays, offering feminization. I proved it. None of the men can talk truth, but they just sit there and offer feminized prayer. You guys are all feminized, and you're corrupt by man-made religion. So we're just standing
on. God bless you.
I'm just standing. Hey, when I'm done, I'll leave, but I'm standing on a public place right here.
I didn't ask you to leave. I
good.
Said God bless you.
Yeah, God blesses
day.
Those who obey him, sir. You're not obeying God today. So we're just here lifting up and calling out the truth. Jesus did not call us to go into the world with prayer booths. Jesus did not call us to go and make friends with the world with easy believism and feminization and false churches that keep pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter that God never ordained, worldliness, and a corrupt gospel. Jesus said, go into the world, preach the gospel. What's the gospel of Jesus Christ? The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, his shed blood for the forgiveness of sins. Here, one of their women is trying to interrupt the gospel. Preach Jesus, he said. Preach his shed blood, death, burial, and resurrection, and repentance to him. When you repent, there he goes. He's reigning in the feminization again. When you repent, you turn from your ways. You change your mind. You come out of all sin and false ways and worldliness. Like Living Waters Church. Like all the churches in America that are corrupt and worldly and feminized and paganized and false gospel. By the shed blood of Jesus Christ, you repent. The Bible says when God sees a willing vessel, he'll give you the Holy Spirit. You're born from above. What's the fruit you're born from above? The fruit you're born from above is holiness and obedience to the scriptures, not man-made church, not false ways, not easy believism, not feminized Christianity, not paganized Christianity, holiness and obedience, without which no one will see God, Hebrews 12. And the Bible also says that you must endure to the end in a saving faith. Lest you endure to the end in that sound gospel, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Jesus didn't die so you could live a worldly life. Jesus didn't die so you could get prayer on top of your sinful world, worldly life. Jesus didn't die so that you could make a mockery of his shed blood through man-made religion. Jesus died to call you out of the world, and unless you come out, you will suffer the wrath of God. Repent, prayer booth. Repent, false man-made religion, and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Jesus is worthy to be lifted up. Not your false American churchianity that cannot save anyone. The wrath of God is coming for just such a thing. False ways, lies, false gospels, sin and worldliness. But the righteousness of God must be proclaimed and lifted up.